Hey, everybody, you're kicking it with the Homeboys and the Homeboys podcast. And today we are talking about real estate agents. There's been a lot in the news about whether or not real estate agents are worth it. Their commission's going down, and are they going away? I'm here with my buddy and my partner in crime, Scotty Adams. How are you, sir?
I'm good. We're both we both qualify as being called real estate agents. We're both licensed brokers, and
I am a real estate agent.
Yeah, like I've questioned for a long time.
I've been
called
a lot worse than a real estate agent.
You've been called obsolete since before you got your license, though.
This is true. This is true. You know me well, and most people know that I'm pretty obsolete.
No, but in all seriousness, there is a big change going on in the market, and we've watched it evolve from its beginnings, where technology has made people question whether they actually do need a real estate agent. And it started with technology, and lately there's been a law that was passed that really brought this to the forefront.
I think it was technology, and I think also people have a hard time with success in general. And, you know, some of these real estate agents were making such giant money. You know, I think there's a certain jealousy that is at play, you know, with some of it. And, you know, let's face it, rising real estate prices also have a big thing to do with it. As the average home price goes up and the real estate commission stays the same, I think there's just a lot of people that were tired of real estate agents making so much. But then also, technology has really, really changed the game. You know, I think for me, it goes down to two things. I think that first of all, I think that real estate agents are important. You know, I think that, you know, for real estate agents to go away would be a very, you know, scary thing. There are lots of good ones that are out there. I think you've got to be selective because there's a lot of them out there, which leads me to my second point, which is make it tougher for real estate agents to actually become real estate agents. You know, it's amazing the number of people that I know I have a good friend of mine that was a school teacher, decided to be a real estate agent. I have a great friend of mine that was a personal trainer. You know, he's a real estate agent. You know, I've got another friend that was a teacher, real estate agent. I've got another friend that was in construction. He decided to be a real estate agent. You know, there's so many real estate agents out there because it's relatively easy to get your license.
The barrier for entry and to becoming a licensed realtor is very low. And I don't want to be disparaging about the field in total, but it kind of is feast or famine. There's a lot of people who get into it to make some side money who aren't experts. Mm-hmm. And for most people, buying a home is the single largest transaction they'll make in their entire lives. And the last thing that they should be doing is relying on somebody who was a bartender 2 weeks before that went through a real estate school to help them through that, in my opinion.
It's well said.
So you just have to be careful with who you select as your real estate agent or your real estate broker, because experience is really important in our minds. And they are definitely necessary if you have a good one. Real estate, sure, you can get on Zillow and accomplish 95% of what a realtor is going to do for you with finding the houses, with being able to see it and get a feel for it. But there's that 5% that the realtor is going to protect you from behind the scenes and with negotiations. That's incredibly important. And if you don't have a real estate agent, you should at least have an attorney then, because these are complex transactions, can become complex, and there's ways that you can be hurt when you buy real estate, and a real estate agent protects you from those. It's like what I told my own family whenever they, you know, want to sell their house for sale by owner. I said it's not that you can't do it and probably couldn't get as many showings and find a buyer. It's the paperwork. It's the protection. It's all of those things that require an expert. These contracts are complex. Title work is complex. You want to make when questions come up, you better have somebody in your corner to help answer it. So I don't think real estate agents are going to become totally obsolete, but I understand why we're talking about it.
Yeah, you know, there's a certain arrogance, I think, that comes with the amount of information that someone can get off of the internet. And yeah, people think that they can do it alone. You said it. It's the single biggest transaction in most people's lives. And, you know, if you want to do it, you know, by yourself, I think it's silly. You know, I'm not teaching LeBron James how to dunk a basketball. You know, it's not my field. And, you know, people making it their field, I think, can be very, you know, can be very dangerous. But, you know, let's talk about, you know, there was a new law passed, you know, now where, you know, sellers don't necessarily have to pay for, you know, buyers, agents, you know, commissions, which is very customary, you know, in our market. So now, like, there has to be an agreement with a buyer and their agent if that commission is not baked in on the other side. I think it has to hurt real estate agents, right? I mean, it's at least in our market, I think it has to, there's going to be some commissions that are going away.
You would think that any negotiating point that's given up is going to be a loss, right? It's another point that a customer can negotiate. And any time that you give a customer the opportunity to negotiate, you're going to lose some on your end a little, I would think. So, yeah, I mean, I think the stats have proven that out too, that, you know, real estate agents are making a little bit less after the change. But like you said, there's the real estate agents, it's feast or famine. There's the real estate agents who are still making big, big money. And then there's everybody else. You know, there's the top 5% of real estate agents who make all the money and the rest don't. And, you know, in specifically for real estate investing, what you and I specialize in, I don't think this changes anything.
No, I don't think so either. And, you know, when you're talking about going in, you know, a specialized place within real estate, like, you know, single family investment homes and things like that, I mean, you really have to have someone that knows what they're doing. You know, if there's an agent that specializes in that, doesn't have 5+ years experience, I'd really question, you know, who you're with. I mean, you really have to pay close attention, you know, to who you're using for that type of transaction. The other thing that, you know, I think is scary for real estate agents right now in general, especially on single family, you know, owner occupant, you know, real estate, is, you know, interest rates were at 2% not too long ago. And now interest rates, you know, let's just for number's sake say, you know, are 8%. You had people flock to the real estate market to sell their house, you know, buy a new house, get in at, you know, 2%, or they refinanced their current house and they have a 2% loan. You know, during that time, homes have appreciated rapidly. And now you've got, you know, interest rates that have tripled, almost, you know, quadrupled. You're not going to see a lot of inventory hitting the market for owner-occupant real estate because people are going to be sheltering in place. They're going to say, hey, why would I get rid of my 2% you know, rate on a house that I paid $500,000 for whenever the next house I would get is going to have to be $800,000 and I would be at an 8% rate? So the inventory levels is going to make it difficult for real estate agents to succeed because you're going to see a lot of small inventory. And there's not a ton of houses being built out there either because with inflation and everything else, the margins for home builders, as you and I know, has gotten, you know, very small as well.
Yeah. And again, what we specialize in is investment real estate. And we're seeing that same effect, you know, that same effect is across all markets, you know, all the way down to the first time home buyer market and what I would consider that next step below that, which is investment real estate. That has trickled all the way down because no one wants to sell a house that they have a 2% mortgage on, whether that's an investor or a homeowner or what. And here's the thing though, rates, even at where they are today, rents in our area have increased faster than the rate has increased your payment. So the returns on the properties we sell are as good or better as when we had 2% rates, but we just don't have that much inventory. So, you know, until rates come down, you know, I think inventory is going to be a problem for everyone, not just homeowners, but investors as well. We struggle to keep up with demand for properties.
I personally don't think that rates should be lowered. I know that's a very unpopular thing,
yeah.
You know, to say, but you know, everyone keeps saying, well, as soon as they lower interest rates, well, you know, you look over the history of time, we're not at like, you know, drastically high interest rates, you know, the way it is. And I don't know, we don't need anything to, you know, make our inventory levels even smaller.
Yep.
You know, I think that, They never should have been at 2%. I think that was the biggest mistake. There's lots of finger pointing that goes around out there, but I think that them being at 2% will have long-term effects on the market. And I think ultimately it's going to hurt real estate agents, as that is our topic for today, because if they weren't putting it away, I know that there was real estate agents that were making a lot of money the last, you know, 3, 5, 6 years, if they weren't tucking it back. You know, we've got a good friend of ours in the mortgage industry, Mr. Aaron Chapman. You know, it talks about when times are high, you better be stockpiling it away.
Right.
But if they didn't save a lot of money, you know, they could be in trouble, because I think their incomes are going to be cut in half, just because look at the inventory. If there aren't homes that they can put their buyers in, or if there aren't homes that they can list, there's no money.
Yeah. And so times are changing with real estate agents. For now, they're still incredibly useful. They're still incredibly,
totally,
incredibly important to protect you during what is usually the largest transaction of your life. They're still out there. The good ones that have a ton of experience, they're still making it through these times. So we still highly recommend using a real estate agent. And if you're going to be investing in real estate and you're not going through a turnkey company, which is what Clint and I have, and there's turnkey companies all across the nation. And what a turnkey company is, for those who don't know, it's somebody who, they go out, they buy a house, they fix it up, they warranty it, they put a tenant in it, and you buy it turnkey. It's all the way ready, cash flowing, day one, hits the ground, and then they go on and manage that property for you ongoing. If you don't buy from a company like that, a turnkey company, you really need to have a real estate agent that specializes in investment real estate. And right now, I think we're going to see a thinning of the herd. Clint, you and I talk about it all the time with real estate agents. When the market is just on fire, all of these different folks get into real estate, become realtors. You named like 4 or 5 of your friends that mm-hmm. were just doing other random jobs that became it. Well, these are the times that we see a thinning of that herd. And I hate to say it, but when there's a thinning of the herd, the cream of the crop rises to the top and they stay around and the rest don't. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of good real estate agents left, you know, through periods like this. And I hate it that not everyone will be able to make it when times are skinny like this for real estate agents. But at the same time, you know, the people that are really successful at it and really good, they end up making it through these periods. You know, I've had my license now. I was just trying to do the math. I got it in September of 1997. So it'll be 26 years coming up this September. I'll have been a licensed real estate agent.
Yep, there's That's not many crazy. People that got their license at 7 years old like
I know.
You did.
I know. Pretty Thank
you're like the Doogie,
Thank
you. Like the Doogie Howser right. of the real estate world, right?
Yeah. So I'm only like 35 now. That would make you like 25.
Yeah, we have a lot of young listeners out there. Do you think that what are the chances that they know who Doogie Howser is?
Oh, zero. Unless they kind of know from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, so I just looked at our producer.
You know, he says none.
And he, no idea who Doogie Howser is.
Oh, man, so, we are so old.
Yeah, so for those of you that don't know, Neil Patrick Harris, who was a MPH. Star of How I Met Your Mother, mm-hmm. whenever he was a young kid, had his own show where he was, 12 years old or so, and was a doctor.
There's a new show out that's copied it that I saw recently, and I don't know. It's like a copy of Doogie Howser, but that's scary to me that we're that old. We were just watching commercials from 1999. Is that what we were watching?
Was that?
Oh, nobody knows what you just did. They literally think you burped into the microphone.
Correct. So go to YouTube.
And type in what's up.
Bud Light, what's up?
Yeah.
What's up commercial. Yeah. And we thought that commercial was everything. We just watched it and we saw all of the home phones and the call waiting and like,
call waiting.
You know, people are going to, they have no
idea. We are so old and irrelevant. Even if realtors aren't going to be old and irrelevant, we're so old.
It's okay, man. You know, I said I'd never be an old fuddy-duddy, and here I am, an old fuddy-duddy.
Here you are.
I'm embracing it.
Yeah.
But again, just to echo what Scotty said, Do not get rid of your real estate agent. We believe in real estate agents. Yes, there may be a thinning of the herd, but they are still very valuable. We appreciate you joining us today. Stay tuned for future podcasts. Also, go to social media. Check us out, the Homeboys Podcast. We love bringing this to you. Till next time, everybody, happy investing.